Hey Ted, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing? Good. Hey, just wanted to touch base with you. I know we're in contact back in June, and I know you mentioned you may have some plans, for working capital, bringing some on.
Yeah, that project got killed, so
Oh, what happened?
I don't know. I don't know. They decided to keep the job in-house, so
Oh, man.
yeah, that was a big bummer for us.
Was that like a repeat customer that you had or that you normally work with, or do you?
Yeah, we do work for them on and off, but this is a big 2-year project, and it's dead.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. Did someone just like underbid you or what?
They're gonna keep it in house.
Oh right, that's what you're... So they, when they keep it in house, they did they just buy the equipment for it then, I'm guessing?
Well, they've been doing it in house, but they were gonna offload it for more capacity, but I guess they're slow, so they're keeping it.
Yeah. That's kind of scary though. Like the way the economy, a lot of people are saying this is just a weird year, being election year,
Yeah, I've talked to many other shops, and they're all dead too. So yeah, this is my second worst year in business now.
No kidding.
It's just dead. Yeah.
Do you think it's anything else? Like, are they just outsourcing the work, or?
Who knows? Who knows? I mean, everything they can get from China, they do. So
Right, yeah.
pretty tough to compete.
It is. It's very tough. I mean, do you guys have other ways or like avenues for making money outside of the shop or the
No.
other markets?
Yeah.
No. Okay. But yeah, how do you guys get through these like these slower times or tough times? You just use like lines of credit. You kind of.
Yeah, I lay people off.
Yeah, I know that's tough to do.
Yeah, but
But it is,
yeah, when there's no big jobs coming on the horizon, I just gotta cut my losses.
Right,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, well, yeah, like I said, I mean, we do equipment financing. We also do working capital, which is unsecured cash, and we can free up, 10 to 15% of gross annual sales as unsecured cash. Like I said, so yeah, definitely an option if you did have anything else come up, or like a maybe a bridge or a gap in between the jobs there. Just some options for you available, So, okay, well, yeah, Ted, when would be a good time to follow up with you or check back in with the business?
Man, probably 6 months.
About 6 months. And do you.
I don't see anything changing until after the election.
I know, it's tough. Do you guys have any other, big projects lined up this year, or is this kind of it?
Just little small ones is all we have.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, it was a blow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll check back in with you next quarter just to see how things are going. I know we
Okay.
both know business changes quick.
Yeah.
But I'll go ahead and I'll shoot you that email, just some highlights of our programs as well as my contact information in case something does come up.
Okay,
And
great.
like to see if we can help you out.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Ted. Well, thanks for your time.
Yeah, bye.
All right, bye.